News.
It's 1 degree with a freezing rain warning at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Justin Medvey. The president of a medical marijuana company created when the former conservative government refused to allow patients to grow their own pot says today's federal court ruling won't change their business. The court struck down the legislation, ordered the government to change the law, and allows patients to keep growing their medicine. Mark Zakulin, president of Tweed Marijuana Incorporated, says there is still room for their operation.
We've built a world-class facility, and we do world-class research here and have world-class partnerships and are producing, you know, very high-quality product that you can't get anywhere else. We're proud of what we've accomplished, and I don't think, 6 months from now, it's just going to get shuttered and people will be out of jobs.
The judge has suspended his decision for 6 months to give the federal government time to create another medical marijuana regime. Councillor Egerton Boyce took city transit for the entire month of February to see from a local rider's perspective. QNET News reporters caught up with Boyce this morning, and this is what he had to say.
In February, I decided to take the bus. First of all, due to the weather, I wanted to see what it would be like commuting to different locations on the bus in probably the worst month of the year in terms of weather. And why I did the bus is because we've had a lot of comments about the buses and different things. I wanted to familiarize myself with the routes and the pros and cons of taking the buses and what we could do to improve the service for the citizens.
Boyce is encouraging local riders to do the survey as much as they take the bus. It can be found on belleville.ca. Hasbro Toys is facing backlash after producing a Star Wars-themed Monopoly game that excludes the film's protagonist. QNET News reporter Tara Henley has the story.
Hasbro Canada is under fire after the release of their highly anticipated Star Wars Monopoly game earlier this year. The game features characters from the new Star Wars film, as well as old favorites, such as Darth Vader. One character is missing, though. Rey, the heroine of The Force Awakens. Loyalist college student and longtime Star Wars fan Nick Smart says Hasbro's decision to exclude her from the game is sexist.
We should be inclusive with both genders. Like, it shouldn't be a big deal anymore. Like, it's 2016.
J.J. Abrams, the film's producer and director, has called the exclusion preposterous and wrong. Hasbro recently released a statement saying the reason Rey was excluded was because they were concerned her inclusion would give away spoilers. Despite this, Richard Ballanger, owner of Scallywag Toys on Front Street, says he's disappointed in Hasbro's decision.
Marketing error on their part. If she's one of the leading characters in the movie, she should be out there with the other leading characters and what's offered.
In a statement released last week, Hasbro announced the new Star Wars Monopoly set will feature a Rey character. The new game will start shipping to stores this fall. Tara Henley, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 503. In sports, the Toronto Raptors took a ninth straight home victory when they hosted the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. Toronto has won its 11 home games against Minnesota. The Maple Leafs nearly came all the way back from a 3-0 deficit Tuesday night, only to fall 3-2 to the Nashville Predators. Toronto was sporting a rather youthful lineup because of injuries and trades in recent days. 21-year-old Morgan Riley was among the most experienced to play on the Leafs' defense.
I mean, I think it's fun. You know, I think you get a chance to play with new players, new partners, new line mates. It gives young players an opportunity to have more responsibility, to, you know, kind of cut their teeth at this level, and I think that they're doing a good job. Obviously, Percy's played at this level before. Luver's been playing great. Leipzig played great tonight. He's a highly skilled guy, and I think that, you know, with these young guys, I think we just have to enjoy it, make the most of it, and, I mean, try to learn every day, try to get better, and, win some hockey games with them.
Ryan Reeves, forward for the St. Louis Blues, was suspended Wednesday for 3 games without pay by the NHL for a boarding incident. Reeves hit defenseman Matt Tennyson of the San Jose Sharks during a game Monday night. He received a major penalty for boarding and game misconduct. Reeves will forfeit about $18,000 in salary, which will go to the Players' Emergency Assistance Fund. Now for your weather. There is still a freezing rain warning in effect for Belleville, Quinte West, and surrounding areas. That's with a high of +1 in Belleville today. Tonight will bring us periods of rain and moderate winds until midnight, with temperature rising to +4 by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will bring periods of rain, changing to up to 2 centimeters of snow. Temperature will fall to -1 in the afternoon. At 5:05, it's 1 degree. QNET News is on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Justin Medvey. News on 91X is next at 6:00.